Though liturgically speaking, this is a relatively new feast, it is not really, because it goes back all the way to Genesis and to the promise of the Messiah, who by the shedding of his blood would save us. In modern times, however, it was seen just as it was seen in regards to a feast for the Eucharist, for the Corpus Christi, to be celebrated in a very special way. So too, it was seen one place after the other. And the first known instance of this feast to be celebrated universally in that area of the world was in Valencia, where the Holy Grail is kept, where the chalice of our Lord is kept in the cathedral. And there it was that the bishops decided that there would be a feast dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus by itself. For it itself merits praise and honor from us, his creatures, who receive so abundantly from his mercy. Then in the 18th century, as this devotion was spreading, an Italian priest, St. Gaspar del Bufalo, Caspar in English, but is Gaspar del Bufalo in Italian, in Rome, he began the Congregation of the Most Precious Blood of Jesus, a congregation which now is like most of the church in the slumber, the stupor of a coma, as it were. But from that congregation, we have had many, many, many wonderful devotional books that have been printed and reprinted and reprinted for the good of the faithful of the church. And so St. Gaspar besought the Holy Father, and it was granted that the first day of July would be the feast, a solemn feast of the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it was Blessed Pius IX, in the middle of the 1800s, the 19th century, that established it for the whole, the universal church. And thus, using properly the authority and the power of the supreme pontificate for good and not ever for evil, that this feast was granted to the church. And so today, in the first thing, we kneel before him and give thanks to him, for he has shed his blood. And it is by his blood, as we are reminded in the epistle of today, that we are saved. Those of us who accept him as our God and our Savior and our Redeemer, by his blood we are saved. It is because of this blood that the man God, the God man, Jesus Christ, entered into the Holy of Holies and brought salvation for all mankind, for all those who accept him and worship him and adore him. And so we give thanks and we honor and we worship Jesus in his most precious blood. In addition, it is very imperative that we make reparation to him. For his blood was shed at the Passion and on the cross no longer. It is only by the use of sacraments, which are real but represent that which they represent. The body and blood, soul and divinity of the eternal Son of God. But on the cross, he gave us his blood, and we receive it. St. Longinus, who is mentioned here without the name in this gospel, is the centurion who pierced his side because they had to make sure that he was dead, and he was dead, and they knew it. As a result, they did not break his legs. For not a bone of him, the Lamb of God, would be broken. But his heart was pierced, and immediately flowed out blood and water, the sacraments of the church, baptism, the water, and the blood, representing all the other sacraments. For all the sacraments come from the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is Christ, is God. And so everything comes from here. And today, thus, we celebrate and we give honor and glory and praise to this our God who has made such a tremendous sacrifice for our redemption. To him be honor and worship and glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.